Beloved radio friends, I bring you greetings from the headquarters of the Master's Vessel Ministry in Umuahia, Abia State. Today's message is prophetic in nature. By prophecy, I mean speaking forth or declaring the divine will of God or interpreting the purposes of God or making known the truth of God, which is designed to influence people. The bastardization of the gift of prophecy will not prevent us from employing the gift for the benefit of the body of Christ. Many people misunderstand the gift of prophecy to be the ability to predict the future. While knowing something about the future may sometimes have been an aspect of the gift of prophecy, it was primarily a gift of proclamation or foretelling. The truth of God has been revealed completely in the Bible. The Master's Vessel Ministry, as a responsible ministry, proclaims the word of God completely revealed in the scriptures. No utterance of man should be considered equal to or above the written word. Our text today is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 16 to verse 19. Isaiah 43, verse 16 to verse 19. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things of old, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The topic of this message is, Behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, I will do a new thing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you for what you are doing in the lives of your people and many of our hearers. Thank you for the testimonies that indicate transformation of the mind that is affecting attitudes positively. As I bring this message of hope, grant me unhindered utterance and may my hearers be receptive. Let the prophetic word of God cast light and hope in their lives. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, it should not sound incredible to you that God wants to do a new thing in your life. He is the Lord who has all power. He changes times and seasons. He can change the oppressor and he becomes the oppressed. He changes the persecutor and he turns to be the persecuted. There are seven things I am convinced the Lord wants to do. Number one, the Lord wants to give you a new personality to enable you to be all that he wants you to be. A new personality. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, God changed the personality of Jacob. He was a deceiver. God gave him a new personality and called him a prince with God, a man. This is what the Bible says. And he, that is God, said, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. You definitely need a new personality. Saul, the first king of Israel, was changed into a new man the moment the Spirit of God came upon him. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, the Bible says, Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. If you continue reading that passage up to verse 9, you will discover that Saul actually turned into a new personality because God gave him a new heart. This was evidenced by the question people asked, Is Paul also among the prophets? God wants you to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The usual expectation and prayer is for God to change things and circumstances It is common to pray for breakthrough and blessings, but God desires to change you first. Then you will experience a corresponding change in other things and circumstances. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When God transforms you and strengthens you, you become bigger than your problems and you can tackle them easily. Radio friends, you can ask God to give you a new personality. Through obedience to the word of God, you sustain the new personality and be united with Christ with a new image, the image of God and his son Jesus. The second thing God wants to do in your life is to give you a new devotion or enhanced commitment. A new devotion or enhanced commitment. The Lord wants to lift you to a new level of devotion or piety. He wants to remove the stony heart that does not respond to God, nor desires holiness or righteousness. God wants to put a new spirit within you. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 27, the Bible says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Radio friends, these promises were originally made to the Jews, but through Christ, we have inherited them. It's real. It's happening all over Nigeria and the world. Do not be left out. The stony heart prevents the seed of the word of God from producing fruit in your lives. The new heart and new spirit is designed to help you obey the commandments of God and do his will. Radio friends, cry out to God today to give you a new heart and a new spirit, for that's what God wants to do, the new thing he wants to do in your life. The third thing God wants to do in your life is to give you new principles to follow. New principles. Principles of life to follow. This will help you be in line with the things he wants to do in your life. This is for sustainability. In Acts chapter 11, verse 9, the Lord had to change the principles Peter had held tenaciously for life. God asked him to refrain from considering the things he has created as unclean. And God was referring to his attitude towards Gentiles. Peter had to change his principles in obedience to the ways of God. That change of principles helped spread the gospel to the Gentile nations and build relationships. Our God, in order to redeem us, changed the order of priesthood. Our Lord Jesus belonged to the tribe of Judah, but he became a priest contrary to the law of Moses, which reserved priesthood to the Levitical tribe only. This was done in order to bring all mankind into the original plan of God. When God does a new thing, he supersedes our traditions and practices and principles. You should be prepared to drop your cherished ways and follow God. Radio friends, we will terminate here today and continue next week. Remember that God says, "I will do a new thing." Do not be left out. Cue into the program of God. Perhaps you will like me to pray for you. First, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I receive the prophetic message that you desire to do a new thing in my life. I accept your word. I open my heart and receive you and your promises. Forgive my sins and accept me for change in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, you are not a man who promises and fails. You are the God who is ready to do new things to the willing heart. Kindly commence your work of transformation in the lives of my hearers. and give them a new personality, a new devotion, new principles of living. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.